Don't try wholesaling homes unless you know the three secrets. So let's dive into it real quickly. If you want to wholesale homes successfully, the three things. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from Empire Pro Studios, the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about don't try wholesaling homes unless you know the three secrets. So let's dive into it real quickly. If you want to wholesale homes successfully, there are three things I want to share with you. There's a question here that will allow me to do it the best way so we can apply it to our real life businesses, especially now with all kind of craziness that's going on right now. You need to pay attention to what I have to share with you because everything else is not working, especially not now, okay? I have a seller who only wants to sell to the end buyer. He doesn't want to sign with the wholesaler. Any advice on how to deal with this? All right, so here's the quick thing. First of all, the only reason why they say they don't want to sell with the wholesaler is because you've gone there to present yourself as a wholesaler. This is a title you never want to call yourself because that title by itself carries just quite a lot of issues, all right? And one of them is not the fact that you can help the homeowner solve their problems, okay? Basically, saying I'm a wholesaler, you're essentially saying, well, I don't care about solving your problem, I just want to make money. You might as well just write that on your forehead. If you go to a place and say, yeah, we're wholesalers, you know, we do this, we do that. You know, I tell people all the time, you don't want to be quote unquote too honest. I'm not saying not be honest, okay? You got to pay attention to what I'm saying from a contextual standpoint, okay? You don't wanna be, I wanna just throw up all over the homeowner so that they can really trust me. That's not how it works. People are emotional beings. People are spiritual beings. So in other words, they're always asking themselves, what's in it for me? What is in it for them? Okay, WIIFM. And if they find that it's just all about what is in it for you, or they feel like it, even if it's just a matter of feeling, but it's not really factual, basically you don't have a business. Basically, you don't have a prospect that you can close. And that's a big problem because you do enough of that, you'll be out of business. You'll get frustrated out of the business. So the only reason why somebody said they don't want to sign with the wholesaler is because you went there to say you are a wholesaler. You are an investor. You are one of two different kind of things, okay? You can either be a marketer or you're an investor. It depends on who you're talking to. When you're talking to a homeowner, you're an investor because basically you're about to bring the solution that they need badly to the table, which should be they need to get rid of a property, okay? To get rid of a property, they're either motivated by one of two things, okay? They either motivated because they want money, meaning they want the most money they can get for the property, completely greed, right? Not a bad thing, just greed, right? The second thing is time. They can't afford to hold on to the property any much longer. They have crisis, they have pre-foreclosures, they have tax delinquencies, they have too much work in the property, they can't fix it, right? Things like that are the reasons why somebody will want to sell to you. And if you're not bringing solution to those problems, well, then it's just all about you, and they can sniff that and detect it from afar because you're probably over there just shaking and not confident and panicking and wondering if they're going to sign with you and all of these different things that shows that you're a rookie, and that's a big problem, okay? So there are a couple of things, three secrets. Number one, you are not a wholesaler, okay? Number two, position as the expert. Okay, the only option to solve their problems, okay? When you say, I'm a wholesaler, you're essentially saying, I'm one of about 500 wholesalers in our local market, which is true, right? Today, and I'm one of the people that already cold called you today, so you have options. You could shop around for different offers and see what fits you. Well, you're basically saying that indirectly, or for some people, that's actually direct enough. And they're gonna kick you to the curb because you're showing up as one of many options. You need to be the only option. So the only way to be the only option is be the expert. Be the one asking questions, quality questions, asking them questions, especially if you cold call them to get in front of them. You need to be asking quality questions so you can flip that power back to you. Because the moment you cold call or do an unsolicited outreach out to a person, like literally they were not expecting you, but somehow they say, hey, I'll entertain an offer. With that attitude, you will need to do a great job at selling and flipping the power back to your side. And the way you do that is by asking quality questions. And when you ask quality questions, you're collecting data, you're collecting information that you can use to see where their issue is, their problem is, and you can solve that problem. So you want to position as the expert in the conversation. If you're not allowed to do that, maybe it's time to let go of that prospect. And it's easier to let go of a prospect when you have a pipeline. Okay, if you don't have a pipeline, it's extremely hard because you really feel like that's your one deal away and you can't let go of it because you don't have a pipeline. And it's little to no wonder why a lot of people get frustrated out of the business. Number three, the third secret. You want to build a pipeline with options, okay? So you're the one that needs the options, not them. They don't have an option. They have to get rid of a property. They need to at least feel that way. They need to feel solid that they're working with someone that will help them get rid of the property. When you build a pipeline, we're talking about a pipeline of leads that are coming into your business on a daily basis, okay? 5, 10, 20 different leads, either buyers or sellers, coming into your game every day. If you can do that, you win this game. If you are not doing that, if you don't have a pipeline, especially during this pandemic of this coronavirus stuff going on right now, your business is basically dead, okay? With everything that's going on, your business is dead if you don't have a pipeline. Because right now, you can't go out on the street and just talk to people. No one is buying luxury. Nobody's doing that. Unless they were smart enough to have some cash. And right now, they're looking, fishing out for, you know. And sometimes you have to educate people. Like, if you have some cash stashed away, this is the time to start buying some investment property because they're going to be extremely cheap. I was just telling one of my prospects yesterday, we agreed on $170,000 for her property. But when she was basically saying, oh, no, I think I want to do my way. You want to do your way? My price is now $140,000 because right now, no one is buying nothing. And I'm definitely not buying anything at the same price that I agreed to verbally last week. Of course not, unless I have a contract in place, right? So think about that. All of a sudden, all of that is going on right now. That's why you want to pay attention to building a pipeline, because that basically puts you in a position where you're recession-proof. All right, so that's all I have for you on this episode. If you want to learn how to build a pipeline, go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and download Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. And if you go there right now, I'll give you a bonus, Real Estate Money Secrets for free. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.